Earlier tonight, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg promised the city will be right back up to business as usual tomorrow. NPR's Margo Adler is in New York, and she joins us now. Margo, can you tell us where you are?
Well, I'm standing on the corner of 42nd Street in front of McFadden's Bar. The scene of the streets are still incredibly crowded with people. There is, for the first time, an actual police officer directing traffic, as well as a guy from France who's been standing out there for 3 hours just as a citizen directing traffic. People are, you know, there are thousands of people who still cannot get home. And they basically haven't figured out how to get to Westchester, to Queens, to various places. And so they're still milling about, thousands of them. And traffic on the street is pretty low-key.
Have you seen any signs that power is coming back on, any lights on?
Well, we've heard reports that there are some power, power has come back in some parts of the Bronx. We've heard about it, and we see a few lights that look more like emergency or, you know, backup generator lights. But we have actually, in Manhattan, not seen any at all.
You know, Margo, I've been reading some reports from 1965, Theodore White writing back then about the blackout and how New Yorkers responded then. He said, New Yorkers expect the worst of each other, but in this case, New Yorkers behaved superbly. It became a city of goodwill and good sense. He talked about people singing spontaneously in the street.
Well,
what about there?
Well, you should see the scene right this minute. I am standing at a payphone in front of a huge wastebasket filled with beer bottles, baskets of beer bottles. And over here I have a bunch of people here who are sitting there. They've been sitting here for hours. We have Evan and Chris here. He's got two beers in his hand. And Evan, tell me just what your mood is right now.
Well, right now, there's nothing else to do but drink because all the lights are out. And McFadden's on 42nd Street is the only bar with a cash register that is not electronic.
So in other words, the beer, you can get beer and they can actually take money. And there are literally probably, 200 people sitting here. Chris, where do you have to get to tonight?
I have to take a train up to Putnam County, which is about an hour and a half upstate.
And you only have $2 left?
And I only have $2 in my wallet, yes.
And he's been drinking and he has no money and he doesn't know what he's going to do tonight, but he seems to be pretty happy.
I am.
Do you have any questions for him?
That's okay. I imagine there are a number of people, though, who are not quite so pleased or so sanguine about what's going on right now.
There are probably, but, I have to say that the scene has been almost ridiculously placid, and I think that there's been this sense in the people that I've talked to that when they figured out that it wasn't a terrorist incident, they were so prepped for the fear that they remembered of 2 years ago that there's been an enormous sense of relief that it's just sort of an ordinary crisis.
Okay, Margo, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Margo Adler on 2nd Avenue in New York City.